We are continuing our shurim on Nikudei Kesef on page 249, and now we are starting actually this for the first time. We're starting actually the tefillah itself. Baruch Hashem, we've gone through quite a few different inyanim, and we're starting now the kavanot hakorbanot. And he says as follows: V'ata navo lizmod tzedah mirat korbanot kavanatehem. V'neyesh hevdel ben nusachot Ashkenazi l'sfardim. There's a difference with the Nusach the Ashkenazim have and the Sfardim. So the Nusach Ashkenazim umrim kodem v'vaydaber v'asita v'chein yedaber v'vaydaber tzav et Aaron v'arka yihi ratzon parsha shtamid v'ilu b'Sfardim. We have a different order. We say umrim yad yihi ratzon parsha shtamid. From the Rav, we don't find any acha, which way he took. Because it's interesting that we find the Arizal had his foot both in the Ashkenazi world and the Sfardi world. A lot of people think he was only a Sfardi, but it's not true at all. Actually, his father was Sfardi, his mother was Ashkenazi. And he had a Bet Knesset in Sfat, both Bet Knesset Ashkenazi and both Bet Knesset Sfardi. So it's interesting, even though it's more, the tefillot are more built in the Shakavanot, it's more built on the Nusach Sfardi, but we do find occasions that he's noted toward the Ashkenazi. And that's why he says over here, by the Kovanot, it's not clear where he's going with this. Because of Ragit Kavanah Hiratzon Parshat Tamid, he only tells us two Kavanot. One Hiratzon and one Parshat Tamid. So we don't know. We know the order has changed from Sfardi Ashkenazi. So therefore, we don't know what he's taking. Probability is to say that he's taking more Sfardi, since most ruba of his writings is based on the Nusach Sfardi. Al ken kivan she'en acha rav mufuresh beze. Al ken alide yesh Ashkenazi et minag Ashkenazi. Excuse me. Velomar el parshiot ve'asita ve'tzav ve'aron. וכן בסדרו סידור הארי זר באתה שיצר אור סידור ירא בחדש שם היא בלומה את פרשת הכיור את צו את הארון וצרחים. So we're conflicting דעות in the סידור themselves, with the סידור הארי, with the סידור ירא, and so on and so forth, conflicting דעות. סדע אמירת אי רצון דקודם פרשת תמיד וכמנתו כתב הרשש בסידור המאיר דף עמוד גימול עין גימול עמוד ב' וזה שונה. אחר כך יאמר יהי רצון שתקנו לומר קודם פרשת התמיד במקום וידוי קורבן כדי לכלול את הבחינת המדבר עם הדומם, המדבר עם הדומם צומח חי שבקורבן. That's what the Rashash tells us. Now what does that mean? וצריך להבין מהו הפעולת וידוי. The Rashash mentions that has to do with vidur. Kam be'ot she'en lanu korbanot, v'lo mekadesh, v'lo bizmeach, v'kohen she'chaper ba'adenu. What's the point of this vidur in this part of the tefillah? V'od kashe ma'u bi'ur v'ma she'ketuv kam l'taken et vidur et b'chinat medaber im b'chinat domen tzmer chai she'bekorban. What does that mean? Alo ein lanu korbanot. הם קיים, מה הם הדומם הצומר חי שבקורבנות? מה זה אמין בכלל? רק נראה דומם קורבנות, מה זה אמין? שנתקנים היום כשאין קורבנות שחסר להשלים את בחינת מדבר. So, since we don't have בכלל דבר של קורבנות, there's no בית המקדש, there's no במות, and there's no, we're not מקריב anything. So what does that mean? That we have an עניין of דומם, צמח, Chai and Medaber in the Kubanot. So he's going to explain here on page 250. Vod alin lavin ma'u b'chlal ma'ut haKubanot. What is this whole inyan Kubanot? Ketzad nigrar advar she'adam chotem. Halo yesh lo nishma al chayk elokah mima'al. Ve'aguf she'aledo tif'al ha'nefesh et pulatam la'avod ha'shem yitbarach. ואף על פי שהשם יתברך עשה שתהיה בחירה בעולם, כל זאת אנו להבין כיצד נהיה המצב של אדם החוטא.
V'achata, ma yo'el ha'korban lechaper ba'avonot. So, b'chlal, just klaliistic, he's asking in general, how is it that a person can do a chet and expect a kapara via slaughtering a behemoth? What does slaughtering a behemoth have to do with being mechaper on a person's chet? הנה להבין את העניין בכללות נדמר לתא לדיוק הראשון של רבין רשש בן הר שלום והקדמת קורבן שאם ביאר את כל העניין הפלה ופלה כדרכו בקודש על פי הדיבר קורשון של רב שענום פרק א' ב' ועוד ונביא הדיבר קורשון שם ואחר כך נוסף הוסיף עליהם נבאר ונעסכם בקצרה את כל העניין. So he's going to bring a little piece over here of the נר שלום and then he's going to give his summary of it and explanation. So here we go. This is the Divrei Rashash in Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Hine noda, it's known ki klalut dal b'chinod narancha, which is nefesh wal neshama chai, kol elim kol anitzaim v'kol echal klul mekava mikulam. Each one is included and in each one. Ki anaran, the nefesh wal neshama chaya, de chaya, he, b'chinat chaya, b'kol echad min arancha. V'chein arancha din neshama hu, b'chinat neshama, b'kol echad min arancha. V'chein ruach hu, aruach shebekulam. V'nefesh hu, anefesh de kulam. Aval yechida hu, b'chlalo kulam, b'li heker. The Chida is already much higher than Abachina. Chida is beged the Keter, and Keter is always Ayin. It's not known at all. V'dal b'chinat elu em b'chinat d'dalet otiyot havaya, v'em b'chinat chaf bet chet bet tav mem, chochma bina tiferet malchut, v'em b'chinat abiyah, v'em b'chinat excuse me arma. Which stands for Eshwar Maim Afar. Vehem Bechinat Dat Cham, which stands for Dom and Tzomer Chayim Daber. Shebeklalut ubeparshiyot kol Bechinat Nifrat Nifrete Lein Ketz. And each one is subdivided. Vehine, Mishomrei Tur Shel Ofanim. נתהבו חומרי דלת יסודות ארמה ובמרכבתם יצאו כל הבריאות שבעולם השפר נחלקים לדלת מיני דת חם מעולים זה מזה כי הדומם הוא הגרוע שבהם כי הוא באר האף שבכולם ויש בו נפש המרכבה. Very deep. We're going to mesak him in a few minutes, but let's just read the words. למעלה ממנו את סומך כי הוא בערך המים שבכולם. So when we start with the first level, the first level which he's speaking about over here is the tzomeach with the domem, sorry, he says that is the lowest of all levels and that is similar to afar. Okay, that makes sense. Afar, the ground, which is the lowest, the base level, which is the nefesh of the merkavah. And then when you go up a stage, you're going to talk about the tzomeach, the living things, the vegetation. Ki hu be'er, it's considered to be like mayim, which is floating on top of the ground, isn't it? V'yesh bo gam nefesh atzomachat. And also, it's nefesh that grows. It's not a static nefesh, as we said, like by the afar, but rather it's a live nefesh, the nefesh which grows. למעלה ממרחי שהוא בער הראש בכולם ויש בו נפש המרכבה ונפש הצומחת ונפש החיוניות. So therefore on top of that you have the what's called the ruach which we call chai in this particular case. He's going to have all three. He's going to close the nefesh המרכבה, the nefesh הצומח and the nefesh נא החיונית. And finally the top levels בכולם דבר. Abachina kol medaber, ki be'er ha'esh, it's going to be considered like fire. V'yesh bo nevesh mekava, nevesh tomacha, nevesh chayunit, v'nevesh ha'sichlit, shehi bechirit. So So then you finally get your free choice at that point, because the Medaber has this Sechel, which is called Nefesh HaSechel. It's also quoted very much in Sha'arei Kedusha HaHayvetaba, this Nefesh HaSechelit. Now he says, Dalet HaNefashot, these four Nefashot, Elo, Hen Kfulim, Dalet Mesitcha DeTov, Dalet Mesitcha DeRa. There are four sides on the good side, and four sides on the bad side. And then he says, Klalu Kulam Nikra Nefesh Ba'amet. And all of those are the primary mode that everybody works in, which is called the Nefesh Ba'amet. Now, on the four that we're talking about over here, the Datscham, the Sitra de Ra, which we said has all these facets, all these abilities, all these nefashot, that's going to be the seat for the Yetzara. Okay, the Merkava. Merkava is a chariot. It's going to be the chariot for the Yetzara. That's going to be all those tremendous powers that nefesh, the sechli, the chinir, the nefesh, the tzomachat, the nefesh ha-merkevat, markavat. That's going to be all the seed, the merkevat for yetzer tov. V'aleim itlabesh nefesh da'asiya tovra. And on top of that, you're going to have the nefesh da'asiya tovra. Klulam, medalit yisodot. It's going to be klulam, medalit yisodot. Ader nitzkaleil, ve'aleim ruach v'yitzira. On that, you're going to have the yitzira. Okay. So it's quite complicated. A person is not just a guf and nefesh like a person might think, but rather you have all different aspects of the datcham, right and left, and then on top of that, that creates the seed for the yitzhara and the yitzhar tov, and on top of that you can have the nefesh the yasiya the tovra, and on top of that you can have the nefesh of the ruach of the yitzira. You have the neshama on top of that, of the world of Bria, and on top of that you're going to have the chaya d'atzilut al derech hakol. So in very very person is quite a complicated set of levels. V'dalet neshamot d'atzcham sheba adam nizonim mitgadalim me'adam atzach v'zach animshach lahem hu anifashot d'atzcham. So that's the liver, that's the blood would create it's connected to what we're speaking about. So you will see an actualization of these kochot, these nefashot of the datcham. That you're going to have to see in the blood. The blood is that materialization of that. Now, when it gets thick and becomes crystallized, it becomes what's called the liver. The liver is crystallized blood, congealed blood. Shisham, that's going to find the nefesh dasiya. Ve'az hi beria ve'osir ratzon Hashem yitbarach. And that's only if you go according to the Yetzer Tov. V'im chaz v'shalom gove Yetzer Ra, v'az kulam nizonim ma'kirot adam. Then your whole essence is going to be nurtured from the leftovers of the blood. V'hu ma'kir ha'kirot. V'arash v'dam el ha'kaved melachlek nefesh da'asiyah. V'az hu chote chaz v'shalom gove'em choli ha'nefesh ha'gov. So a person takes that path. He is going to mikalkel his dam. His dam, his blood, it will become infected, and therefore his liver will be infected. And when his liver is infected, the whole blood system goes to pots, and that's where sickness comes in. So, and Chavita and Shah Kedusha explains to that every sickness, a headache, anything the person gets, he knows because of a chet. Eventually, how big and how little we're not discussing here. But the point is, there's no, according to Rav Chaim Vital, there's no such thing of a sickness without a chet there in the background. Some, either lashon hara, whatever, something must have caused it. And he's explaining the Rasha says, technically, interesting that technically, medically, how this comes about, that the nefesh is a spiritual entity which nurtures itself from this blood, and the blood gets tainted from the chet, and the chet that travels around. It's like you have an infection of the blood which is traveling all through the body, which therefore at the end will affect the whole entire body. Al kein tzivanu ha'eli barach la'vi korban klula medatz cham. Therefore, Hashem Baruch Hu was merachem on us, and He told us that you do the korban. What is the korban? Remember the kasha from the beginning. What does the korban have to do with any of this? We don't have a korban anyways nowadays. And how does that get together with all these bechinas of dat cham and so on and so forth? So the depth over here we're not getting to, because it's very, very deep. We're just scratching the surface over here, but he's showing us the connection between the korban and these various levels of deep levels of the nefesh of a person. So again, Akein, Sivan Akein is Ba'ar Lavin Korban Klula Midat Cham Litakem Lasir Ba'akirud Shebidat Cham Shbe'adam Ki HaMelech Keneged Domem Vesolet Veshemen Yain Keneged Someach Balachai Kemashmao Ve'avidoi Keneged Medaber Ve'kamanat HaKohen Keneged Meranchi HaPinimim ואז נחיד אש גובה ושורף ומקלה מהכירות ההוא ומנקה מזכך נפשות דת חם שבאדם כי הכל שורש אחד מחפה לאדם עד כנשון נפלא הפלא ופלא. Genius, absolute genius, the way he's tying up everything together in a beautiful knot. Okay, so that it's absolutely awesome. So let's see what he says, and I'm going to add in a few words as well. V'nevah nisakim ata ediv v'choshu shal avinu kam. Hine aguf adam kululu medalit b'chinot v'hem esh ruach ma'im afar. Person we know is made up of these four substances. V'gam ha'aretz kululu medalit b'chinot arma. And the person and the earth is also made up of these four substances. These are the main substances. V'yesh ba domem tzomer chai medaber. We know there's four categories. V'kol echad mehem kululim me'arma. V'hine, adomem tzomer chai medaber, kol echad mehem yesh lo guf v'nefesh. Each one of these categories that we spoke about, excuse me, will have its own personal and private nefesh. V'hine, adomem yesh ba guf, excuse me, גוף and nefesh. והנה, אדום יש בגוף, שזה אדום הם עצמו, כגון אבנים, כי יוצא בזה. נפש בו כמנה לחיות אלוקי, הנמצא בו כנקרא נפש אדום הם. Beside the actual goof, for example, the rock, you'll have a source of energy which is called the Elokim, the Elokia, which is called the Nefesh Adomim. אבל לשון הרב נקרא נפש זה נפש המרכבת, המרכבת. נפש המרכבת. So, interesting לשון, but as we understand it, our normal לשון would be נפש אדומם. Now, עד זה ממש יהיה בצומח, שיש בו נפש וגוף, הגוף הוא הדבורים שמצומחים, ירקות, פירות, והנפש הוא החיות, האלוקי שבהם נקרא בלשון נפש הצומחת. That's category number two. Category number three, Adel Zibo, Bechinat Shiyesh Bo Nefesh Guf, Nefesh Shibo Hu Achiyut Elokei Nikra Nefesh Ba'amid, V'akach Achakar Medaber Adam Shiyesh Bo Gam Nefesh Guf. So that's a quick straightforward. V'hine, V'seda Dat Cham, Yesh Bo Seda Kazeh, Shkol Echad Mehem Kulul Et Ma Shetachtav. Da'ayinu, Adomem Yesh Bo Nefesh Adomem. So that's the first level. That's the first basic level. Atzumach yesh bo, the nefesh tzumacha v'nichlal gam is the nefesh adomen. So the second level will include the first level. V'achein chai yesh bo, the nefesh chai v'nichlal bo, nefesh tzumacha adomen. V'adam u medaber yesh bo guf ala guf yesh lo et elu dalet yesudot arma. It comes out that the person, the midaber, will include all the lower levels. Then it comes out that a person yesodo de alma. יש בו את נפש שלו, ויש בו גם נפש שבחי וצומח וכדומה. וכשאדם אוכל, ואז כששוטה דומם, כגון מים, אז גופם ניזונים מחלק מחלק הגוף שלו דומם. והיינו מים. וכדומה, ונפש הדומם שבמאכל או במשקה, הדומם משפיע על הנפש הדומם שבאדם.
That's the interesting point. So a person, since a person is made up out of four different materials, let's say, okay, and the rule is that all the materials need to be fed lefi madrigato. That means you have inside of you a domem, you have a tzomeach, you have a chai, you have a medave. So therefore, in order to nurture your domem, you have to eat domem. Okay, that makes sense. Domem, as we just said now, has two faculties, as the nefesh aguf. Therefore, you're going to have to absorb in you nefesh aguf of the domem. So, the marshal, you want to eat a domem. So, in that particular category, he says, one second. The domem we said was b'china afar, and then we said somachat. Somachat is mayim. That's what Rashi told us, right? He said at the beginning, he said, "B'chinat neshama shemikol b'chinat ah." Hinei tov ra ba'ofin shem chomrim tov ra. Interesting. He's not saying that. Sure, whatever. So the domen he wants to change. He wants to say the domen is mayim, and therefore when you drink, you're actually being nurtured. Your domen is being nurtured from the body of the domen, and besides that, it's also going internally, and that's going to feed your nefesh, the nefesh of the domen as well. Same thing will happen with the tzumachat. So you're going to be eating the tzumachat greenery, vegetables, and all that, anything that grows. That's the tzumachat. So you're nearing from the goof of the tzumachat. And also, but you have to know you're intaking also the nefesh of the tzumachat. That nefesh tzumachat is going to be nurturing your nefesh of tzumachat on your level. אז הגוף ניזון כגוף הצומח, ונפש צומחת משפיע על נפש צומחת באדם, והדר זה ממש נעשה כשאדם באוכל חי, כגון בשר, אז הגוף ניזון מגוף החי, ונפש החי משפיע על נפש החי של אדם. So, actually, he doesn't explain the last part, which is the most interesting part. So let me explain to you the last part of the Rashash. The last part of Rashash is actually the most important. Let's read the last four lines of the Rashash. He says, okay, Tziva kelis barach lavi korban l'kulam. Remember the core question of why being a korban? Because a korban includes all these aspects of datzchan, and explains that a korban klule datzchan teken vasim ha'ikirush be'ash be'datzchan she'be'adam. Because a person has datzchan, I mean, we said that a person is divided by tov v'ra, yitzara yitzar tov. Now, a person in other ba'olam shelo chat, there's no person in the world which hasn't done a chet except for four tzaddikim which never did a chet, like the Gemara says. But general people do a chet. Therefore, you are polluting your goof. You're polluting your goof on the four different levels of datzchan, dom and tzmer, chay v'daber. And therefore, we need some type of medical solution over here to purify your blood, which is a source of where everything will receive its energy, its nourishment. And therefore, that medicine is what we call the korbanot. The korbanot has within it as well datzchan. And that's completely kodesh kodashim. And has the power to purify and to cleanse all your blood. So they have operations. We have operations which they take away all your dumb. I forgot the name of that. They take away all your dumb. Do you know the name of that? They drain all a person's dumb and they give them new dumb. So this is a process which doesn't need that. That's extremely painful, first of all, and second of all, it drains a person of all strength, completely shvach, like zero strength. This way is the ultimate. You keep your strength, cleanses your body completely. Now he adds over here. Now where do you find dan tzarech by the korbanot? So first we know that the halacha is, and we find the psukim that tell the em korban elo b'melach. You always have to have melach on the mizbeach. That's the first halacha.
What's melach? Melach is domen. Okay, that's number one. So using domen in the equation over here. The second thing, you often bring a korban, not always, but you often bring a korban with a korban mincha, which is a solet. So you bring now tzomeach. You add shemen, yayin, you add these various elements to the korban. That is connected to tzomeach. That's your second component there. Now we're only missing two more chai medaber. The chai is obviously the korban itself, the animal itself. So you could be eating the meat. So again, you're being using the dom and the salt. You're going to be using the solid, the tzomeach. You're going to be using the chai, which is the actual behema. And the last was also quite evident. Where's the medaber? Where's that in our equation? That's when you're doing vidui. When a person, that's the halacha, you have to put your hands on, you have to do smicha on the behemoth's head, quite hard. And as you're doing smicha, you're doing vidui as well. So there, your medaber, which is the last component in the equation, and that gets you a complete natural cleansing of the blood, which contains in you those same components of datchan. Is that beautiful? It's an amazing thing. Then he adds in as well. There's also another person which is involved with the korban with you, which is obviously the kohen. The kohen is going to be connected in the ranchi, because we know the Indian of kol tzame. You're going to need an ranchi, kochot, and so, which is coming, bringing all that, really keeping everything alive. That's going to be the electricity in all that. So that's the kohen is connected in the ranchi peninim. Therefore, that's going to be connected to the fire that comes from the base, that comes down and burns the korban. Isn't that amazing? It's absolute hafle v'fele. Mamash ties in the whole avodat korbanot, all within this idea of the datzchan shebe korban. It's beautiful. So the fire is coming down. That is the materialization of the Ensof coming into the Kol Tzame, bringing alive all these aspects of this equation of him. Omekale Akirot, and that's going to give you then the Kedush V'Tara to purify yourself. Haru Menakem Ezachich Nefasho Datzchan Sheba'adam Ki Hakol Shor Shalom Yichafe Ba'adam. I love this. Beautiful. Okay, fine. Now, 251. We're continuing the words. So he brings now a sefer, a Shah Ruach HaKodesh. Daf Tet Amud Bet, Ketav Rav Sham Ba'agot, Shinaheg Ba'em Adam, Lezachech Neran Shelo, Kelashon Kodesho Sham, Echad Ben Anagog Zal. It's so a person, Shah Ruach HaKodesh, is such an amazing sefer. It gives us such valuable information of insight that we don't find in any other place in Eretz Chaim. Critical to do. There's also another edition called Sefer Yehudim. Sefer Yehudim is actually a previous edition. Most Mekubalim take on nowadays that the more meduyik chelik of the Yehudim would be Shah Ruach HaKodesh as opposed to Sefer Yehudim. Sefer Yehudim also has a lot to bring. But if you want to take halacha l'maaseh, the psak is that we take it always by Shah Ruach HaKodesh. And then he says over here, Gam amali mori. So Rav Chaim Vital relates to us that how is mori, the Rizal himself told him, ki ik asegad adam el ruach HaKodesh, in the loy al yedei kavanat adam. So a person, everybody's out to get ruach HaKodesh. So says Rizal, you want ruach HaKodesh? The ikr. Asagat Adam El Ruach HaKodesh Teluy Al the Kavanat Adam really only applies to the Kavanat Adam, and that's 100% true. A person has to concentrate in order to get Ruach HaKodesh. It doesn't come by itself. It takes work. V'zihirato Bekol Bikat Neni. And as well, I will tell you something as well after this, that it is important a person becomes very careful in Birkat Neni. Birkat Neni. Interesting. Now, we have to find out how that ties into Ruach HaKodesh, right? Because it means Mishakol, Niyad Bivoro, eating a piece of chocolate, you're going to get Ruach HaKodesh. Now, what does that mean exactly? Lefishi Ali Adam, he explains, Mivatel Koach Otam Akali Anechazim B'machalim Achomrim Dabkim Ba'em Ba'adam U'machal Otam Ha'ochel Otam Ve'alda Al Yedei Abachot She'alehem Ne'amaro B'kamonat Hu מסיר מים הם קלים, זה חומר שלו ונעשה זר, מוכר לקבל kedusha vezirani meod beze ad kan shalom.
Okay, so let me explain what's going on here.
He's saying as follows that Rav Chaim, the Arizal told a great secret to Rav Chaim Vital, and what was that? He says, "You want Ruach HaKodesh?" And Rav Chaim Vital says, "Of course I do." What do you do when you make Shakol Niyad Gidvor? Mechavet Brachot. So Rav Chaim Vital probably, you can just imagine, probably said, "Yeah, Shkoach." I learned that in Cheder. In Cheder, we learned that you have to make a brach with the Kavanah. I'm showing, what are you telling me here? I've been making Shakol Niyad my whole entire life. I still don't have Ruach HaKodesh. So explain to him, no. But it's different over here. The kavanot that you have to have over here are different. It's not pirush milim. That's not what we know. That's how we usually translate kavanot. Pirush milim. No, but the reason was telling him a deeper secret is that as we learn from the Rishash is telling us that a person wants to purify himself, he has to go back to the blood. The blood contains all the elements of health or non-health, chas v'shalom, as we know that. If a blood becomes contaminated with any type of disease, the person is finished because it travels all over through his body. So the blood it is crucial in order to matar the blood. So the Arizal told Rav Chaim Vital, in order to purify the blood, the person has to do it through the way he's eating food. That means not to go on any particular diet. That's not the point of it. The point was to mechavin the kavanot of achila. Were therefore able to release all the impurities which are in the food, and thereby eating food which is not tainted by any degree of impurities called the kali. Manafkamin. Manafkamin, because if you start eating kali, then obviously it's going to affect the blood flow, it's going to affect and then cause disease in the body, and the person gets sick. That's what he's telling them. And therefore, not only is a sumara, it's also ase tov. Not a person's not going to get sick, a person's going to elevate his level of kedusha by only eating divash with kedusha and not eating the kali which draws a person down, and thereby elevating to the stage where he can get ruach HaKodesh. That's the sod of the volume over here. Now, let me tell you, Mama Muska, by the way, this is a famous pigam from the Arizal. A person wants Ruach HaKodesh, you have to, the best way is to mechavem bikat enenim. Now, let me tell you, it's a mistake that people are making. This is not the only way of getting Ruach HaKodesh. That's not pshat and Arizal. People are making mistake, pshat and Arizal. The Arizal never said, Rav Chaim Vital, that this is the only way of getting Ruach HaKodesh. He says, I'll read out the Lashon again. This is some Mama Muska. What's Pshat? How to read this correctly? He says, Gam Amali Morizal. Ki Ika Asagat. Ika, the most important way of getting Ruach HaKodesh. Asagat Adam. First of all, I'll read it the way people think it's read, and then I'll read it the way it's actually read. So he says, Ika Asagat Adam El Ruach HaKodesh. Taloi ala kavanat bekatanini. Okay, that's why people read this. That the ikka, the most important and the best and quickest way to get Ruach HaKodesh is to mechavim bekatanini, as we explained. That's wrong reading of the Arizal. The correct reading of the Arizal is actually reading the words and stopping where you're supposed to stop. And it's the ikka asagat adam, el Ruach HaKodesh taloi alide kavanat ha'adam, comma. With the vav, vizihirato bekol dikatanenim. So there's two things he's saying. He's not just saying, because I've seen this quoted in the Sfarim wrong many, many times, and it's important to put this on tape and to understand it. It's not only abikatanenim, but he says the ikar faket is kavanat adam, full stop. Kavanat adam means all the kavanat the rashash, all the kavanat that we find in the Arizal, in Sefer HaKavanot, Shah Kavanot, Shah Ruach HaKodesh, Pri Etz Chaim, all those kavanot have to be said thoroughly in order to get purify himself, in order to get Ruach HaKodesh. And as well, the Arizal told me to be very careful as well, Birkat Aneni. But that's a second shlab, that's actually inferior to the first one, so that's important to note. Okay, that said. Okay, so let's continue. Here, Anu Leda. So we come to the understanding. Says the Kudei Kesef on page 251. Midiva Kodesh Rav Davar Mufle. Some extraordinary revelation that we have from the Rav, and it's as follows: Shiva Machalim Yishlam Chilek Ruchni Tovura. In every food, you have a good aspect, bad aspect. When a person eats, really, if you think about it logically, a person puts himself in great sakana, danger. Because if a person eats without purifying the food, he's eating impure food. Now, you might think, what does that mean exactly? Well, let me give you more of a material, more physical example. Let's say food would fall on the ground. Food will fall to the ground. Now, most people would understand that ground, the floor contains a lot of dirt and a lot of bacteria over there, and you don't necessarily want the food in your mouth, right? You're very careful because you know what germs can do to a person. Everybody who's had a serious illness knows that he doesn't need more germs that he already has. So he prefers to throw the food out and put it in his mouth. So the Arizal is telling us, and the Rashash is telling us, that taking food without making bracha is like eating food which fell on a dirty floor. Exact same thing. You wouldn't eat that piece of food, the food that fell on the dirt, and then wipe off the dirt and put it in your mouth. Nobody would do that unless he's completely starving. So same thing. A Kabbalist would never eat a piece of food without making a bracha, because he looks at that food as if it's completely dirty, full of germs and crawling with insects. Al ken avidish nizal levarer kavanah gdola azu mafchid. That's the point. The point is the bracha and the kavanot that the mekubalim have takes away, as if you're washing the fruit. You know, everybody knows that you don't just take fruit, pluck it off a tree and eat it. It's full of insecticides, it's full of insects, it's anything could be the dirt, dust from the air. Everybody knows you take it and you wash under the tap. That's the exact same understanding. The Kabbalist would take a fruit and wash it and care for it and clean it and peel it and whatever he has to do, that he's doing it on a spiritual level called Kavanat Machal. And then through that, he's energizing within him by absorbing all these positive energies and increasing his chances of getting Ruach HaKodesh. In Ken Yotzem, Shekol Matzav Azeh, Shanadam Nechshal V'Choteh, Hakol Noveh V'Machim Hashem Acher. So it comes out that if we think about it, everything, you can't really boil it down to the food, because of, well, I wouldn't say everything, but the majority of things, put it that way. The majority of why a person does a chet is because of the food, because the food entertains in it various bacteria and dirt, which we call in spiritual terms kali, these evil negative forces which you digest inside of you, which inevitably will conjure up your yetzarah, give it power, and yetzarah therefore will make you do a chet, and that's the shalshalit advarim. That's one and chains the other. Shezesh lo yivarech aleihem kavana v'chein shelo achal otam kavanat l'shem shemayim az gorem l'atzmo ra'ah shnidbak bo chelak ra'ah ruchni shel ha'malacha v'ayin v'chelak ra'ah shel adom b'tzum echai v'az nefeshot domen b'tzum echai shbe'adam mekabalim zo'ama ruchni shbe'adam shbe'od chelak ra'ah ze nimshach lo kol ha'ratzon lachton. That's what a person has, this willingness, all of a sudden he doesn't know what's gone over and why he wants to do a chet. He's getting overpowered by the yetzerah. He doesn't understand why. Well, this is the reason why. Ve'im ata navin keitzad nigram adam sheyesh neshama chelek elokai mima'al echto v'chataim akol gorem b'ma'achalim she'adam she'ochel nidbak bo chelek ha'ma'ara v'shma'achal. Remember, let's go back to the original question, is that a person has such a tremendously high neshama. How can we understand that this high neshama of us, so powerful, so great, comes from the Creator Himself? How can we have any ambitions or thoughts of doing a chet? It doesn't make sense. Such a high neshama wanting to do a chet? Can't understand. Well, the truth of the matter is, according to what we said now, you're sullying. It's French words, really. It's you're dirtying and you're covering over and you're muffling that tremendous power inside of you called the neshama, the soul, where it's suffocated. The Yetzirah Tov is completely suffocated by the chet of all these impurity which you're digesting inside of you, and then giving strength to Yetzirah Tov, to Mizgabon, Yetzirah. That's what's giving, that's how the equation comes out that a person wants to do a chet. That's the person why a person wants to do a chet. Al ken yesh alav dafka et tviya shel chataim ki hu beatzmo gorem eze kivan sheken inyan haze biyado. So a person is, there is nobody to blame except a person himself, and the origins of the chet, according to one origin anyway, I want to say all the origins, but one origin of the chet is from food not being, not saying the kavana on the food properly. ומזין אבי מה שכתב בספר הליקוטים פרשת עקב, ובפסוק ויענחב ויעריביך ואכליך את המן. So this is all from the psukim, these words, so it's as follows. נחזור לעניין, זה הריזה של ספר, נחזור לעניין ביות, כי הכל מקוקה ונקלקל בדומן צומח, So again, remember, we're always going back to those four different levels, which are in you, which are outside of you, which are in you as well. Kulam avu besod korban nitkanim v'nibarim min harash behem, and all of them are attributed as well to the inyan korban. Va'achar shebechorban ba'avonot nishlama parim sefateinu. Now, once the korban chas v'shalom, because of our avonot, the Chorban Beit HaMikdash happened. Therefore, the only one, so you understand the precious gift that we had by the Korbanot, which allow us to sanctify our gufim, and therefore elevate ourselves. And that's why there was over a million prophets at the time of the Beit HaMikdash. We can understand why, because they had the tremendous power of tahara and purity to purify themselves with. Like they had this super pill to cure themselves with Kiviyachim. Now, unfortunately, we lost that tremendous gift. Nevertheless, we have what's called Tefillah, which is called in Lashon Chazal Nishlam Pam Tzvatenu. Va'alidei Tefillatenu Brachat Neinim Anu Machzirim Kedusha Limkoma Bliyot Nivlaat Bahem. Vatahi Nivreret Vole Limkoma Ki Afilo Bliyas. בלי איסץ המאכל וכולם הכל הם נבררים סולד בתוך פסולט על ידי הכוונה ידועה אצלנו עד כאן לשום הנוגע לנו. So through the tefillah and through the korbanot and through all this tefillah, the birkat hanenim that we've been doing, that is taking the place of the korbanot, and that's the way it works. היינו שמחמה שהחטא חטא מקלקל כל הדץ חם ועל ידי תפילות ברכת הנהנים מבררים את קדושה מהקלים. הרי לנו עוד מקום שיש לנו, שיש לנו רואים שמאכלים ויש חלק טוב ורע, ועל ידי הברכות נפרד הטוב מהרע. נמצא לסיכומם של דברים שהאדם יש לו נפשות דת חם, ועל ידי המאכלים נזונים הגופם על ידי הגוף המאכל. נפש מזונים, נפש מאכל. מאכל דומם מזימה את נפש דומם. מאכל הצומח מזין את נפש הצומח. מאכל חי את נפש החי. וכשמברך הכוונה נדבק בנפשו, נפשו רק חלק הטוב של המאכל, וכשאינו מברך כנועה אז נדבק נפשות דץ חם של החלק הרע שבמאכל, ואז כל הנפשות דץ חם שבאדם מקבלים זו אמר מזה נגרם לו חטרים חז רחמן על אצלן. וזה בעניין הקורבן שבו היהודה לחלקים דומם שהוא מלח צומח הוא הסולד ושמן היעי חי שהיא הבאימה והאדם המקריב את חלק המדבר וכשמקריבו אותו אז חלק דומם שבקורבן זיכח לאדם את נפש הדומם חלק הצומח שבקורבן זיכח הנפש הצומחת חלק החי שבקורבן זיכח הנפש החי ואתה חסר לזכח נפש המדבר ולזה צווה אדם לומד וידוע כדי לתכן חלק המדבר ודומם צומח חי בשביל מקורבן ואדם בזמנים שאין בית המקדש של מקורבן קורבנות ראינו לאל, ראינו לאל במספר הלקוטים שבתפילה ברכות נהלים כוונת כוונות האכילה מבררים את הקדושה מהקלי עדי הקורבן עין שם. ולכן כשאומרים את אמירת הקורבנות, אז זה קודם לזה בא את אמירת יהי רצון ועבידו לזכך את חלק מדבר שבדנטס בקורבן. ועוד אנו מלומדים מדי בקורשו של הרע בספר הלקוטים שבזמנו שאין לקורבן הזה עד בתפילות, הכוונות שבאחרות והאכילה הם פועלים אותה פעולה שפעלו הקורבן לזכך את נפש האדם להגביר בו עוד חלק התור חזק ומץ. Okay, so we've done that in Yad Bochashem. We explained that thing at length. Beautiful in Yad, beautiful explained with the Rashash over here, and also in the Shavuch Kodesh and Daf Tet. And I would urge anybody who wants more information, look up the Rashash in Na'a Shalom, Daf Chafhe Amud Aleph and Amud Bet. Explains more about Rikhut, and also Shavuch Kodesh Daf Tet Amud Bet, and onwards, he explains obviously with more details. And the Kavanot of the Achila also found over there as well. We're not going to go into Kavanot Achila. That's not a sugya right now. But the Kavanot are very tremendously powerful we saw right now. Okay, we'll stop here for now.